There is not a person on this planet from the beginning to the end who has not suffered disappointment. But follow the line here. Crashed expectations are only a short step to disappointment, and disappointment is only a short step to offense, and offense is only a short step to contempt. There's truly only a few millimeters difference between tolerance and contempt. I'll be the first to admit in my life I found myself standing on the high cliff of expectation, awaiting the long fall of disappointment. Yep, I have stood on that high cliff. Don't get me wrong, we all have expectations, and there's nothing wrong with expectations per se. It's part of our look-ahead sight and hope. We all hope for better things. We all have dreams of the ideal spouse or the possibility of a good return on our investment. But when those expectations are dashed, because maybe we should have never put so much of the weight of our future on that situation or person, we crash and burn. Often we feel stupid for putting such weight on the other person's ability to make us happy, forgetting that we ourselves are the only ones responsible for our own well-being. You can't expect the other person to make your dreams come true. They can't possibly be that person. Think. We imagine a sparkling picture of marriage, and when it doesn't happen as we've imagined, we easily blame God for how He didn't come through for us. Listen. God is an easy target, but He isn't the one who set you up to be disappointed. But here's the deal. We've got to find our courage, be bone-chillingly honest, and learn how to turn your disappointments into appointments, turning disappointments into appointments, modifying and reorienting weights into wings. If we want a different outcome, we're going to have to let God show us a different approach. You want more power and more God appointments in your life? Yeah, then let God into your life. Everyone has difficult stuff they go through, but be honest and find a little grace for your unmerciful approach to yourself and life. In Joshua 2, there was a woman named Rahab. And right off the bat, Scripture says she was a prostitute. This is no small thing, considering her means of making money was a disgrace and a dishonor. And I'd bet you anything she was very disappointed in how her life had turned out to that point in time. When she was little, I'm sure she had dreams of the ideal man who loved her above all others, rode in on a sparkling white horse, picked her up and rode off into the glorious sunset. But, well, that's just not where things went. And to me, what's worse was that her family, who lived with her, were idolaters and didn't seem to mind how she came to get enough money to have shelter, food, and safety. You know, if I were Rahab, I'd be very disappointed that my family didn't mind my shame in order for them to get what they wanted. As we read on in Joshua 2, we see Rahab turning her disappointment into an appointment with God. She hid the Israeli men when soldiers came knocking. In verse 9, it's revealed that Rahab did not walk in the idol worship of the rest of her family, and goes on to reveal her faith and belief in God. Then she helps the Israelites to escape altogether. God spared her and even included her in the lineage of Jesus. She was honest about her life and position in life. And somewhere there she made the amazing decision to turn her disappointments into an appointment with God, who met her with deliverance and hope. Well, how about Peter? Here's another great testimony. In Luke 22, Peter denied Jesus three times. Jesus told him this would happen, and I'm sure Peter scoffed.
Yeah, right.
Within himself, at the unlikeliness of it actually happening. Let me say, though, Peter may very well have had great designs on a worldwide ministry one day, where he stood at the front in an expensive suit, and everyone would listen to him saying he was so important. He may very well have had high expectations of wearing an I-know suit and walking around with important person shoes on his feet. All that came down in a loud, thunderous, disintegrating crash with his last denial of knowing Jesus. On the way to judgment, Jesus looked at the crowd and found Peter's eyes looking back at him. Their eyes met for only a moment. It was only a split second, but it was a moment appointed by God. And with a glance which the entire universe took note of, the rooster crowed. Peter suddenly remembered the words of the Lord and his own scoffing attitude. Then Scripture says that Peter wept bitterly. In the instant, he knew exactly what had happened. The disappointment and shame was more than he could bear, and I imagine he just ran away in tears, sobbing in some back alley somewhere. After the resurrection of Jesus, who is alive forevermore, and there is not another to come after him, Mark 16 tells of three women who went to the tomb only to find Christ had risen from the grave, and there an angel told them to go and tell the others, and specifically, to tell Peter that Jesus would meet them in Galilee. God made it a point to specifically tell Peter. He was saying to Peter, get up from the long fall of disappointment and shame. Shake it off and stand up, for you and I have an appointment in Galilee. Peter had to decide if he was going to sit around in the dark and feel bad about himself, or if he was going to keep his appointment with God. As Scripture goes, Peter kept his appointment, and life changed radically afterwards. He did indeed go on to have an international ministry, but it wasn't a thing as he had imagined. It was bigger and better, and still impacts us to this day. Friends, let go of your disappointments. There's a non-stop line of opportunities to be disappointed and then just go cry in the dark somewhere. God didn't do this to you, but He's offering you an appointment that will lift you above the heartache of broken dreams, the betrayal of friendships and spouses, to step into the place of God's appointment. Remember, where God's appointment is, therein is His provision. God is able. And what do you think? Thank you for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.